Okay, good evening and welcome to our first podcast. Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay yung candidacy ni Noynoy Aquino. And simulan ko muna with my take on it. Nung nagising ako kaninang umaga and nakita ko yung cover ng Diario, I think Philippine Star, yung picture doon ay si Noynoy na may kasamang posse or group ng like 6 or 7 nuns na nakangiti. And nakangiti din doon si Noynoy. And nung nakita ko yung image na yon, naisip ko agad, sure na si Noynoy. Tingin ko, yung reaction ko, sinasabi ng kaibigan kong si Gary Olivar na gimmick lang daw yun ni Noynoy, yung pag-re-retreat para magdasal, para itanong kung tatakbo siya talaga. Whether gimmick man yun or hindi, hindi tayo sure. And pero ang sure tayo ay kung gimmick man yun ay gagana siya. And madaming boto ang makukuha nung move na yun. Now, ang pag-usapan natin ngayon ay yung opinion natin dun sa ginawa ni Noynoy. So anong tingin nyo guys? Anong tingin nyo dun sa ginawa niya?
I'm not really that into politics, but I know that I know Cory and I know Ninoy. And Noynoy doesn't seem to be running on a lot of his own achievements. It's like it follows the hype of there's a strong Ninoy feeling and with the recent death of Cory Aquino, and then it seems like Noynoy is riding on this same wave, and with the 2010 elections coming, it seems it's gonna do him good if he decides to run, which I think he has, and this retreat is all a stunt. I think he has a large chance of winning, unfortunately.
Seems like Noynoy is just capitalizing on the Aquino surname, no? Wala siyang ano eh. Actually parang yun siguro yung pinag-isipan nilang dalawa ng family nila eh, kasi kuya, siguro, kung tatakbo ka, parang hindi kaya iisipin ng mga tao na kinakapitalize mo lang yung pagkamatay ni mommy to succeed. Pero kung clearly hindi ganun si Noynoy, I would like to hear his platform.
From what we know about him now, do you think that there are a lot more other people who are more qualified, like including those who have stepped down for Noynoy?
I don't see anybody.
Ako ang tingin ko yung nangyayari sa elections natin, and it's been happening for a long time now. I can't remember a time when this didn't happen. And this thing, okay, sasabihin ko na kung ano yon, ay nagiging choice na lang yung elections between the lesser evil. Hinahanap natin yung kung sino yung merong livable faults. Okay, alam natin lahat na hindi perfect ang mga tao, and syempre may mahahanap na baho yung mga kalaban nila. Pero it's sad to realize or to think that people are choosing the candidate with the least revealed mistakes. Kasi lahat naman yan merong mistakes, and unfortunately, late na natin na lumalabas yung mga scandals tungkol sa kanila. Pero yun lang, kailan magiging tungkol sa platform yung labanan? Hindi tungkol sa kung sino yung mas magaling magdasal or kung sino yung mas sikat, mas appealing sa tao, mas madaming kakamping religious heads. Yun kasi yung nagiging labanan eh. Pero tingin ko talaga, itong si Noynoy, ang dami niyang marketable na traits. Unang-una, he comes from the family, the Aquino family. Yung mother niya and father niya, parehong hero. And si Chris Aquino,
Celebrity, influential
na tao. So yun, malaki yung matutulong ng celebrity niya. And unlike the other celebrities na sabihin nating si si Manny Pacquiao tumakbo. O sikat siya, pero wala siyang alam sa ano, sa politics. Pero si ano, si Noynoy actually knows something about politics. He's been a senator for a while now, in politics for a long time, and part siya ng madaming magagandang mga committee na I think many people will agree with yung mga stance nitong mga committee na to. He's a safe person, and kung hindi nangyari tong whole Aquino death this year, he'll probably have won for another term sa Senate. And yun nga lang, with all that's been happening and yung support na binibigay ng religious and ng mga persons who buy into the cult of celebrity, he really has a big chance.
The point you made is really an unfortunate thing, I think, that yeah, the criteria I notice people use a lot is their religion. They vote with their church most of the time, and how well you know this person, rather than how well you know about this person. How good they are, or how qualified they are, as opposed to the things you see in the media, which don't really talk about these things. Things that make you politically more qualified to run a country.
Actually, yung mga defender ni Ninoy, ni Noynoy, yung sinabi mo nga kanina, sinasabi nila na, unlike Cory, nung pumasok siya sa politics, wala siyang experience. Pero si Noynoy, meron siyang experiences. So, parang pinaka-the best siyang candidate para dito. Kaya lang, parang disappointing sa akin malaman yun. At na yung mga tao, yun na, napupunta na lang sila na wala silang choice. And they don't want to stand kung ano dapat yung pwede nilang gawin regarding dito sa choice na gagawin nila. Kasi ang nangyayari, isa rin tong form ng political dynasty as well. Dahil alam mo naman natin na hindi lang naman yung Aquino up to Cuangcos pa yan, na related din naman sa kanila. And our politics, hindi nagbabago. Nagcha-change lang ng maskara nila. Sila pa rin. So, nag-take ng opportunity ang Aquino clan dito sa pagkamatay ni Cory. Hindi siya mananalo as president kung sakaling hindi namatay si Cory. Mananalo siya lang siya as senator. Hindi, pag tinignan natin Aquino and Aquino and Aquino, and then ang nag-step down, Marrojas, which is grandson din ng isa pang Rojas. Wala na bang ibang apelyido na pwedeng tumakbo? Parang ganon, sila na lang ulit, di ba? So, kung makikita natin, it's a time talaga na parang bigyan natin ng chance. Humahanap naman tayo, hindi lang dahil wala na tayong choice. Kumbaga, dahil ito nangyayari sa bansa natin, kaya sila na lang na nag-take ng ano. Parang thankful pa tayo na tinake nila yung opportunity na yun, pero sa totoo lang, thankful sila, nagkaroon sila ng opportunity na ganun. So, yun.
Ako magandang ano eh. Siguro kung magandang alternative kung we are shifting from personality politics to party politics eh. Ako gusto kong ganun mangyari kasi ito parang sa talagang platform yung ini-introduce, then secondary na lang yung personality. kung sino yung parang magiging head or representative or candidate. Mas maganda na sana na kung sa ganitong madilim eh. Actually, ay nakikita kong madilim. Wala na Villar, Bayani, Loren, Pangilinan, Chisiguerdero, yung National Defense. Madilim. Noli, hindi naman natin makitaan ng parang maski ano man lang ng guts na I will run dahil may ganito akong gustong gawin sa Pilipinas, mga ganun. Pero kaya nga sana maganda na ano, na tignan na lang yung ano, tignan ng mga tao yung ano eh, yung yung party no isa liberal siya ganyan pag liberal yan patay na ang ano economy ang ay okay ang okay ang okay ang economy ganyan
liberal ba yan chance ba yan or ano
no mga ganun oh sabagay no marami basta basta pero sige kovadis na lang
actually politics parang din ang problem kasi natin talaga yung politics dito sa Pilipinas is ninenegosyo talaga. Yun talaga yung main. Kaya kailangan mag-i-invest ang mga negosyante na yun, yung mga politician para in return, kapag nakapwesto sila, okay ang mga businesses nila, tumatabo pa sila sa mga contracts katulad ng CTE. Balik tayo kay Noynoy, ang problema niyan, lalo na sa katulad natin na mga free thinkers, lalo ang influence ng mga maglalagay sa kanya. Ang favors na naman sa Catholics, ibabalik. Hindi natin lalo maiaayos yung educational system natin na backward na backward. Hindi natin lalo maiaayos yung fair justice system na dapat na nangyayari. Dahil dahil may special returns na naman ng magiging presidente, parang mananalo siya eh, di ba? So yun, lalo tayong magiging backward dahil backward na rin yung paniniwala ng mas maraming tao na bumoto sa kanya.
Tingin ko yung nag-agree ako dun sa sinasabi mo, Wela, na si Noynoy, once manalo siya, the people who voted for him expect him to play a role. And that role is the saint. Kasi kung pwedeng gawing saint si Cory, gagawin nilang saint si Cory. Kung pwedeng gawing saint si Ninoy, gagawin nilang saint si Ninoy. So inexpect talaga nila na he conforms to the idea of a good Christian. So yung issue ng separation of church and state under a president like Noynoy is really hindi talaga promising yung outlook ng separation of church and state, lalo na under someone like Noynoy, na talagang yung story niya gusto nilang maging fairy tale na nagkaroon siya ng doubts, nagdasal siya sa garden of that nunnery, tapos yun kulang na lang ma-crucify din siya or ma-assassinate siya, di wag naman sana, pero panalo na yung kung mangyari man yon na ma-assassinate siya, panalo yung next na Aquino na naman or kung sino yung tumakbo in his place. Nagiging mahilig yung mga Filipino sa mga fairy tales, sa mga stories with happy endings, na pero hindi naman tungkol sa stories to eh, about reality yung dapat na nangyayari sa elections, hindi yung kung ano yung tingin mong hero na tao, pero minsan yung tao kailangan willing siyang to not look like a hero as long as he gets the job done in the end,
which is why I find it particularly frustrating na may mga politicians na nag-step down for Noynoy when I think if they ran according to a platform that they found really worth fighting for, they wouldn't step down for anyone who doesn't stand for the same platform. So if you put your platforms down in the first place, we'd know what you stood for. And if you step down for someone, you could also pass on that this person stands for the same platforms as I do and he'd do a better job fighting for these things. But voila, we don't hear a thing about it. We hear we step down for Noynoy, and I don't see why or sufficient reason why anyone who's fighting for a cause would step down and choose to stop fighting for that cause without saying that I've chosen this person to fight in my stead, to fight for you instead of me because he's better at it. Voila, we just hear it sounds like they're saying I have no chance going against this person, you know, his mom just died and his two parents are heroes, so I have no chance of winning, so I'm gonna step down for maybe favors later when he's president. And it sounds like that, and It's a frustrating thing to see, especially in politics, na you don't see a lot of good things anymore.
Yes. And prominent yung pag-endorse ng Catholic, makikita mo siya. Even Ed Panlilio, who already stepped down na rin sa race because okay nga siya kanya si Noy Noy. Panlilyo, nire-represent niya rin ang Catholic faith. So, makikita natin na talagang fully endorsed na siya. And Panlilyo, si, nakikita siya ng mga tao na parang isa rin sana sa magre-redeem ng bansa natin. So, sure win na siya eh. Pag tinignan natin, unless na gumawa ng paraan si Villar, yun lang naman yung pinaka magiging ano niya, kalaban niya. Pero other than that, ano talaga siya, fully endorsed siya. So, ang nakakatakot doon, dahil nag-endorse sa kanya, may isang pinapanigang religion, ire-represent niya ang isang bansa, ang isang state, na influenced by that kind of faith. So, yun yung nakakatakot dahil, yun nga, yung kaninang nasabi ko na magiging backward lalo at hindi tayo lalo makakaunlad kung laging ganun yung process of selection natin, and at the same time nagpupunta wave ang effect niya, nagpupunta sa process natin hanggang sa yung justice system, hanggang sa administrative ng gobyerno, hindi na magpa-prosper.
So kung i-consider natin lahat ng napag-usapan natin ngayon, parang nagiging mas clear sa akin na yung election ay hindi na nagiging personal choice ng tao, pero nagiging labanan ng choice ng select authorities. So kung sino na lang yung gustong manalo ng gustong i-endorse ng certain faith, yun na rin yung susundin ng flock nila. So in a sense, tumatakbo yung mga candidates to please those groups, the leaders of those groups. Tapos nagiging nalelessen yung participation nung mga tao. So nagiging yung ideals ng democracy nalelessen kasi nadidiktahan na lang sila. And tungkol naman dun sa sinabi ni Frank, nag-agree din ako na hindi na siya nagiging choice between principles pero between personalities na lang. And in fairness to the others who stepped down, hindi nga naman nila pwedeng sabihin na I'm stepping down because I really don't think I have a chance of winning. Yun lang yung ano. So, kayo ba? Sino ang boboto nyo? Okay. So, wag na lang tayo magsalita. And let's leave it at that.
Baka sabihin nila, hindi influence ko sila.
Oh, tama. Wala tayong vote. Hindi tayo voting block.
And
okay, so kung si man, ang nakikita kong malakas ang chance ngayon ay si, yun na, si Noy Noy and si Villar. Si Noy Noy dahil dun sa religious marketing niya, and si Villar naman dahil sa pro-poor marketing niya. So, yan, familiar situation.
Doom.
Okay, pagdasal na lang natin. Okay, and thank you for listening to our first podcast. And good night.